The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
We continue with our pregame coverage. Join now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. What was more appropriate so far in this Big Ten tournament with how you guys got to overtime, and then we all see Bronson Koenig was there at the game. The wagon lives, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It reappears again 6-7 years later. But no, it was, you know, we've, you know, to the execution of our guys and the ability to follow the scouting report almost to a T, we knew it was going to be a possession for possession battle. I said before the game to the team, it's going to be a 12 round fight. We got to make sure we're, you know, get all the way to the 12th round, we'll knock them out. So, but the execution, the following of the game plan, obviously to execute at the end of regulation, the end of overtime, you know, with taking the rebound, specifically taking the rebound at the end of regulation and racing it to the sideline and taking a timeout. We had talked about that timeout before, and they did a good job of passing and reminding each other because we got it to exactly where we needed to, and then put it ball in Chucky's hand, and he made a good decision.
Full disclosure, it was kind of hard from our vantage point to see what you were running because Zach Edey was in, like, right from, more importantly, he was in front of Tyler Wall. It seemed like he showed some good patience there because just the veteran savvy there, and then Chucky flashed.
No doubt. I think, you know, it's one thing we talked about with Tyler coming out of the last huddle when we set that was ball fakes are going to be important. You're going to have to be deceptive of where we're trying to go, and we have options. You know, there's four different options. Obviously, everybody, we got one guy at the rim and a backside, and then we got a guy coming back to the top. So, you know, Tyler took his time, let Chucky break open, and then we had the floor spaced enough where Chucky can make a play.
Well, there's so many guys we could talk about. Obviously, Max with the game winner, but Chucky was just a star in every sense of the word.
Yeah, the willingness in a three-point game to go get a two, you know, there late. You know, I think that was so important. Just his maturity and what decisions he made. And then, obviously, the last play on Braden Smith, you know, the zigzagging, and we were going to play it all as deep as we could before we had to foul, but he was able to, and then we got to a point where we were going to play it out, and then he kept working him and obviously got him into an offensive foul. So just a really, his maturity really showed.
That whole sequence, every team is different, but how it, you know, with the wheel play at the end of regulation and then Chucky taking the charge, that kind of reminded me of Zach Showalter, and then it led to Bronson's. But anyway, it was a great game, and one more to go here in Minneapolis. We'll talk more about today's matchup with Illinois as we continue in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badgers and the Illini, Terrence Shannon with a 40-point performance yesterday. You saw him not too long ago again. So, again, the scout, it's refresher, right, because it's pretty recent history?
It is, you know, and really when we get to this point in the year in this tournament, you know each other so well. So it's a matter of just making plays and trying to minimize what they can do. But, you know, specifically for them with Shannon, the transition defensive component is going to be huge. We did a pretty good job on him in Madison. We didn't do a good job. A good enough job on Domask and a couple other guys, but you know, you see what he does here today, or what he did over this weekend. He's just electric in transition, and you know, so we're gonna have to, that starts on with our offensive end and taking care of the ball, getting good shots, trying to get to the foul line. It helps set your defense, because when there's an unset defense, he's a load in transition.
It's always, well, actually we saw it yesterday with the guys fouling out, all hands on deck, and it really has to be that way today, I guess.
It does. I mean, it's, you never know which way a game's going to turn, and matchups, and you know, fouls, guys maybe not be able to be at full capacity completely, where they've got to get breaks here and there. So that's always been, I think, the ace in the pocket of this team has been our depth. We've seen that throughout the year, and it definitely helped us yesterday, and it's going to continue to help us going forward.
It's a team really believing again. Are you stressed all along? You guys are really good when you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it started before even last weekend. I thought we were starting to trend, and we hadn't played bad. We just hadn't gotten the results we wanted other than the road trip to Michigan and Rutgers. But I really thought coming out of Rutgers, going to Purdue, we actually treated Purdue like we won. You know, we played well enough too, and I wanted to really build up that momentum. And they really believe. They're hungry. They're excited. They're having fun, and it's a fun group to coach.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Big Ten report coming up. Brought to you by the Big Ten Network as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Dynamite!
Do you
you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Illinois in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Time for our Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And coming up in about 20 minutes, the tip of this game. But there's always off-the-court news. Don't get us started. The portal opens tomorrow. But we'll talk about that another time. Yeah,
we have to go there today?
No, we don't. Not today. We're going to locate you there. Not today. But news out of Ohio State, where Jake Diebler has had the interim tag removed. He is Ohio State's new head basketball coach, and it's a move that is really interesting. I think his team was playing well after he stepped in after the dismissal of Chris Holtman, who's now the DePaul coach. But you wondered, like, is that enough in Columbus? Well, apparently the answer is yes, and everybody who deals with him, who I know down there, they speak very highly of him. But it's certainly an interesting move, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because they paid, I think it was 15 or 12 or 15 million to get out of the contract of Chris Holtman as far as buyout money, and then ultimately they hired within, which is that's a lot of money to hire within.
Yep.
So you look at that. That's why I think it's so interesting. Happy for him. I think he did a great job when he was in that role. I didn't see it going this way though. I really did.
No, there was a lot of the Dusty May's name came up quite a bit. Certainly originally Lamont Paris' name was floating around. Now Lamont has a new deal at South Carolina. So always news going on, and that's going to be continuing off the court. But on the court, this has been a fiercely competitive tournament. Probably have said that every year. Nebraska certainly, I think, is in a pretty good position. It played well yesterday, then ran out of steam, and Illinois was able to come back. Purdue, it's a little rest and recovery time because now I'm sure they would tell you they would have loved to have won this tournament, but it's really all about what starts here in the next few days, right?
Well, especially for them. They're going to be judged on how they handle the NCAA tournament. And you look, and ultimately you had two teams that could have possibly played their way into a bid in Iowa and Ohio State, and people are shocked at Ohio State. But if Ohio State would have found a way to get the win against Illinois, and all of a sudden you beat Nebraska, now that's completely different. We're having that conversation. We're not. Iowa lost in the first round, which means they're out. So you kind of know who's in and who's out already within the Big Ten. And now it's about a championship. And that's the beautiful thing about it.
Yep. It will be interesting to see where Northwestern lands. Obviously, the roster has taken hits with Ty Berry and then Matthew Nicholson, whatever his status may be moving forward. But still really good work turned in, as we have talked about quite a bit, by Chris Collins and that staff in Evanston. It's the Badgers and the Illini here for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll have Butchie's keys to today's title tussle. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Continues the Badgers and the Illini, and time for Brian Butch's keys to today's game.
First key, transition defense. When you look at this Badgers team, Illinois, they want to get out and run. They want to find a way to score. First was averaging 84.2 points in Big Ten play, so they're trying to find easy buckets. So stop transition. Second, limit free throw attempts for Illinois. Their first in the league with 18.2 free throws made. They're second in the league, averaging 24 free throw attempts. Limit the free throw line and how many times it gets there. And last, rebound the basketball. When you look at what turned the game for Nebraska, Illinois, it was the ability of the guards to rebound for Illinois, get the ball out, which then leads to transition. And that's going to be key. And then Wisconsin, make some threes. They've done it so far this whole tournament. Continue to make some threes. It's going to be crucial to their success on that end.
Yeah, they made it. It wasn't about how many, but there were some timely ones yesterday. They were 7 for 32. But despite that low percentage, they're still 40% from three in this Big Ten tournament, because they were just blistering hot in the first two games. But, you know, there were some timely threes, and even a miss led to a timely putback dunk from A.J. Store in OT of that game. Those are Butchie's keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pre-game coverage continues. First, our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The only player on either team listed on the injury report is Isaac Gard for Wisconsin. Everyone else has a green light here for this Big Ten Tournament Championship game, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First, for the Illinois Fighting Illini, Brad Underwood in his seventh season as the head man in Champaign, 139-87, the record of his teams at Illinois. Up on the front line, you got Marcus Damask, the 6'6 grad transfer. He's from Waupun, Wisconsin, the transfer out of Southern Illinois, and of course a Mr. Basketball in the state of Wisconsin, and a guy who put 31 on the Badgers when they met on March 2nd at the Kohl Center for the season. Damask averaging better than 15.5 points a game, nearly 5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. Quincy Guerrier, most recently at Oregon, started his college career at Syracuse, was part of the Sweet 16 team there, was with the Oregon Ducks the last 2 years, 6'8 grad transfer from Montreal, averaging 10 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Coleman Hawkins is a 6'10 senior from Sacramento, California, 12.5 points, 6 boards, about 2.5 assists per game. You got Ty Rogers, 6'6 sophomore from Saginaw, Michigan, 6.7 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists per game. And Terrence Shannon Jr., all Big Ten, and yeah, really somebody who's one of the better players in the country. 6'6", fifth-year senior out of Chicago, 22.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2-plus assists per game. He had 40 points yesterday against Nebraska, including going 13 of 16 at the free-throw line. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers up front, Tyler Wall, the 6'9 grad student from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. Stephen Crow, the 7-footer out of Eagan, Minnesota, 11 points, better than 7 rebounds and 2 assists per game. A.J. Storr, a 6'7 sophomore from Rockford, Illinois, the transfer from St. John's, averaging 16.7 points, about 4 rebounds a game. Max Klesmet, 6'4 junior from Neenah, started his college career at Wofford, and he has been a big-time addition to the Wisconsin program now for these past 2 years. Max averaging 9.5 points a game and had what turned out to be the game-winning bucket in overtime yesterday against Purdue. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior from Omaha, at 9 points, 3.3 rebounds, nearly 4 assists per game, has that assist-to-turnover ratio at better than 3-1. Now, there was a time Wisconsin dominated this series, but it has flipped in the last couple of years. Illinois has won the last 7. The last Wisconsin win against the Fighting Illini, February 18, 2019, a 6-point win for Wisconsin. If the Badgers can break that losing skid, they'll get a nice shiny trophy as their award today in Minneapolis. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini in this Big Ten Tournament title game. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Block him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball and the Big Ten Tournament Championship game as the Badgers, 22-12 on the season, winners of four of their last five, taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini, 25-8 overall, winners of six of their last seven. Illinois finished second in the Big Ten in the regular season. The Badgers earned a five seed, and Wisconsin has earned its way to Sunday's matchup with wins against Maryland, Northwestern, and an overtime classic against Purdue yesterday afternoon. As for the Illini, they got past Ohio State and then rallied from 15 down yesterday to take down Nebraska 98-87. So here we go, Butchie. Championship Sunday, Selection Sunday.
about as good as it gets in this sport. Just a fun, fun time for all, right?
There's no question about it. As a kid, this is what you want. You want opportunities to win championships, and you want to hear your name called on Selection Sunday. This group can do both of those things on the same day. I'd say it's a pretty good day.
It's a pretty good day, and the Badgers trying to make it a great day. Certainly yesterday was. Last Sunday, when the Badgers closed the regular season, they fell to Purdue, but did a lot of good things in that game. Got in position. Shots didn't fall. They fell short, but they left Mackey Arena with some better vibes than many might have been led to believe. They were just trying to break the door down against Purdue since the title clinching game a couple of years ago at the Kohl Center. Well, they followed it up with a dominating performance against Maryland, good performance against Northwestern. And yesterday, they were just terrific. And as we mentioned yesterday, Butchie, it started with Chucky Hepburn. He was just outstanding.
And when Chucky's aggressive, this team is so much better. And that goes for both sides of the ball. Offensively and defensively, look at this Illinois team. They're going to want to get out. They're going to want to push. They're going to want to try to score the ball easy in transition. Chucky's got to make sure he's the head of the snake. Slow down that Illinois defense. That means you go get them a little bit earlier. That way they can't push the ball as fast as Illinois wants to. You slow down this Illinois team and you make them play in the half court. They're a much different team.
We're going to see a little switch in the matchups for Wisconsin. In the first game, Tyler Wall had the assignment on Marcus DeMass. Now, Tyler scored. He had 20 points in the game, but it was a tough matchup as Marcus DeMass, now to his credit, he made some tough shots, but you know, with him in particular, they play what Brad Underwood refers to as booty ball. We saw it with Penn State in the previous year, and now you're going to see Max Klesman get the opening assignment against DeMass, so we'll see how that goes as we move along here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think the early on here with Max, avoid foul trouble. You got to make sure you stay on the floor. But the other thing to worry about with those matchups in general, Wisconsin's now going to have to play 4 games in 4 days. How do the legs hold up? How do you get through screens? How does that extra effort? Is it there on closeouts? They've done a great job defensively in this tournament. They've held teams to 56, 61, 66 points all in regulation. And that defense right there is what we've seen at times. I know it wasn't a strength. It's starting to kind of come back to play, to be the Wisconsin defense that we all expect.
Yeah, the real eye-opener was 66 in regulation against Purdue, a team that scores in the 80s on a regular basis. So does Illinois. In fact, it can break 90 fairly often as well, as we are ready to roll here this afternoon. Jeffrey Anderson, Ryan Dorsey, Earl Walton, your officials for this Big Ten championship game. Not a sellout, but a good crowd here, and it'll be loud. Illinois, just by nature, travels well for its basketball program, and there's been very good Wisconsin representation, as you might expect, here in the Twin Cities. So it should be plenty noisy in here today.
It is, and the red has gotten even more as you look at today, which has been fun to watch. Thursday, a little bit. Friday, a little bit more. Saturday, a little bit more. All right, you know, we're going to play for a championship. Let's make it happen.
As a team, as we've talked about, they have been loose, but don't mistake that for lack of energy on the floor, a lack of intensity. They showed a lot of it. And we mentioned Chucky Steven. Crowell showed a little energy early. He and Zach Edey, and Crowell wasn't backing down. We saw Big Stevie, trying to throw his weight around a little bit too, and it served him well in yesterday's game. Yes, he fouled out, as did Wall, as did Winter, but they weren't backing down from anybody.
Raise your hand if you fouled out. I'm surprised we didn't foul out. Great quote by Coach Gard after the game.
Yeah, one of the great clips of the social media for Wisconsin basketball. But as we suggested, Brian, all hands on deck, and Greg Gard absolutely confirmed that, because you never know who could be needed here this fourth game in 4 days with a championship trophy going to the winner. Illinois is the higher seed. It's the home white unis, the orange and blue trim. The Badgers is the 5 seed, the traveling Cardinal, and the white trim. A.J. Storr, this Big Ten tournament, averaging 22 points per game, had 20 and 6 boards against Purdue yesterday afternoon.
And for me, Matt, it's the 5.7 rebounds by A.J. being active, almost two more rebounds a game in this tournament than during the regular season.
We are set to go as referee Jeffrey Anderson. In between Stephen Crowley, Quincy Guerrier, and the toss and tap, it'll belong to Wisconsin. The Badgers move to our right, and this championship game is underway. Hepburn throws to Crowell at the top of the circle, a handoff to A.J. Storr, picked up by Terrence Shannon. Now it's Klesman getting a wall screen, dribbles to the free throw line, underhands it to Crowell, inside feed, Wall catches, mid post left, out to Crowell, back in to Wall, low on the left, goes up right hand, no good, Coleman Hawkins the rebound. Illinois moves to our left in the first half, and Marcus Damask, as we told you, he is guarded by Max Klesman here to begin the game. You got Wall on Hawkins for this matchup. Quincy Guerrier against Storr on the right wing. Throwing to Ty Rogers. Hands off to Shannon. Left lane line tripped up, and a foul is called. It's for Terrence Shannon. He gets those straight line drives. He's like a running back hitting the hole, and the foul is assessed to Tyler Wall.
And Chucky Hepburn did a good job of fighting over the top of that handoff. That's where you just got to show a little bit, make sure you get out of the way.
We're in the opening minute. Ty Rogers, baseline left, will inbound. He'll loop it out to Coleman Hawkins at the top of the circle. Shuttles it to Terrence Shannon. He is with Hepburn, throwing to Guerrier, high in the right. Guerrier, right of the lane, pushed it up, off the glass and rim, no good. Crowell. The rebound for Wisconsin. Klesman on the dribble, left side of the front court. Against Damask, throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Stephen Crowell with a handoff to A.J. Storr to the line. In the lane, pushed it up. Good. A.J. Storr opens up the scoring this afternoon. Here's Ty Rogers on the left wing for Illinois. Throwing to Coleman Hawkins. Flips to Damask. Outside left against Klesman, who works over the Hawkins screen. A throw to Coleman Hawkins. He catches left wing. A jab step. Side steps left. Three on the way is good. For Coleman Hawkins, almost half of his shot attempts are threes, and it's 3-2 Illinois.
And coming off a 1-of-7 performance yesterday.
Yeah, he's been a little quiet of late in these last two or three games. Here's Max Klesman on the right wing. Minute 40 gone by, 3-2 Illinois. Crowell backing on Hawkins, low on the right, takes it left, and the reverse layup is good. And it's 4-3 Wisconsin. Now Klesman picking up the mask in the backcourt. Quincy Guerrier, offensive end, left wing, hands off to Coleman Hawkins. Flipped it to Ty Rogers at the top. Sends it off to Terrence Shannon, turns a corner, down the lane, swoops to the rim, layup no, tipped up no, rebound Ty Rogers up and in. And he is a terrific offensive rebounder, and there's second chances, and Illinois has a lead 5-4. Chucky Hepburn weaving through some traffic. Baseline right. Feeds Crowell. Flips the wall up top. Rotates high on the left for A.J. Storr. Storr off the wall screen. Stops left elbow. Throws to Crowell. Flips it to Max Klesman with 12 to shoot. Klesman off the Crowell screen. Picked up the dribble. Bounce pass to Stephen Crowell. Getting the pass from Klesman. Backing his Crowell. Right block. 4 to shoot. Turns up left hand. Short. Rebound Coleman Hawkins of Illinois. 5-4 the Illini. 2:45 gone by. Coleman Hawkins throws to Guerrier, high on the left. Gives off to Marcus Damask. Right-hand pass for Hawkins. Underhands it to Shannon. Rise baseline right. Goes up. Got fouled by Hepburn. Again, that burst from Terrence Shannon Jr. The foul on Chucky, his first, team second.
Well, man, and they're going to let him play. The only thing there is Chucky can't reach down. So everything that he did was good. He played with the body, but then all of a sudden, last second, what does he do? Comes down, reaches, and that's why you can get the foul.
Terrence Shannon attempts more than 8 free throws per game. He was 13 of 16 yesterday against Nebraska, an 80% free throw shooter, and the left-hander hits the first for his first point of the game, 6-4 Illinois.
Now the game at the Kohl Center only got to the free throw line 9 times. Like, that's what you want. You don't want it much more than that average of what he has. Try to keep him off the line as much as you can.
Second free throw on the way, and it's good. And it's 7-4 the Illini. Quite 3 minutes gone by. Hepburn left side to the front court. Off a screen from Wall and Crowell. Stops right wing. Throws to Stevie. Inside feed to Wall, and he got fouled. Poking him from behind was Quincy Guerrier, and that's the first foul on the Illini.
Steve's going to have to look for his shot attempt up top because they are playing off of him so much right now, and he has not looked for it one time yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Anyway, he's turned on 2 or 3 here already. Crowell left corner. Throws to Wall. Feeds Storr at the top of the circle. Storr off the wall screen. A.J. pulls up. Left elbow jumper. Is sweet. Storr with 4-7-6 Illinois with 16:45 left in the half.
I wouldn't be surprised if Illinois tries to switch those screens pretty soon. They're not handling it well right now.
Ty Rogers at the top of the circle. Shovels it to Shannon. Foul line jumper. Back iron, no. Rebound. Back tapped out to Shannon. Throws it to Hawkins. Shot fake. Shot fake again. Tries a three over Wall. Short. And a rebound at Klesman of Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by. 7-6 Illinois. Klesman front court on the right side against the mask. Moving left off the screen from Crow. A throw to Wall. Shovels it wide of the target. Wanted Crow. But the pass goes out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin. That's the first miscue of the game.
And just a tough angle there for Tyler. Take one more dribble. The big and Steve is, he's already engaged with the body. He can't make that. He can't release it. Go get it.
Ty Rogers brings it up the floor for the Illini. About 4 minutes in, 7-6 Illinois. The mask at the logo, midcourt logo against Klesman, using a Guerrier screen. And Max works over. And now another screen, throwing to Guerrier. Open three, right side, nailed it.
Illinois put A.J. Storr in those screening actions.
Yep. 10-6 Illinois. 15:45 left in the first half. Hepburn trying to drive off the wing. Got fouled by Ty Rogers. That'll be his first and the team's second. We'll have our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15:45 left of the first half. Illinois 10, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Give your space the platinum treatment in one coat with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. Its stain shield technology protects your spaces with a performance you'd expect from a luxury paint at a price you wouldn't. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planets. 15:45 left of the first half. Illinois leads Wisconsin 10-6.
So far, good start for Wisconsin. As far as the pace of this game, it's exactly the way Wisconsin wants to play. I haven't felt once that Illinois has been off and running where legs are going to become an issue later on. They're doing a good job of making sure that it's kind of a half-court game. I know Wisconsin's playing a little bit faster than everyone expects Wisconsin to as well. But overall, really good. Because, again, you do have to worry about the 4 games in 4 days.
John Blackwell on the lineup now. Inbounds to Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. Throwing to Max Klesman behind the left. Moving right off of Winter. Screen and roll as Winter goes to the goal. Knocked out of bounds by Hawkins. They remain Wisconsin basketball. Justin Harmon in for Illinois. 6'4 grad student from Chicago along with Dane Danger. Bounce pass, Hepburn to Wall, gets it back to Chucky. Outside right, Shannon picked him up. Hepburn kicks it to Klesman, snaps off a three, left side, book it. Max Klesman with a triple, and it's 10-9 the Illini. And Klesman trying to pick up the mask at the backcourt. Wall kind of creeping up as well. The mask is to the cross, the midstripe. It was show trap. Now back out. A pass for Coleman. Hawkins out front. Hawkins trying to direct traffic. Again, Lasconta backcourt pressure just to get him off kilter a little bit if possible. Terrence Shannon now against Wall on the switch out between the circles. Shannon sizes him up. Drives, kicks. Coleman, baseline right, goes to the goal. Uncontested miss. The layup. Rebound battled for. And Danger gets it back. Look what I found. And lays it up and in. 12-9 Illinois.
It's the rebound rebounding we're talking about. You've got to clean that one up.
Here's Hepburn to the line, down the lane to the rim, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Justin Harmon of Illinois, pushing it to Mask, leaves it for Shannon. Driving to the line, runs it back out to Hawkins, wide open three, left of the circle, around it out, no good. Rebound, Shannon, goes up into Wall, charge,
yes,
called on
is.
Shannon. Wall got there, and that's a call. You're not going to get a ton, but Tyler was able to establish legal guarding position before the plant foot hit the floor.
Well, and the reason it was because it was an offensive rebound. Tyler didn't get the body, but he got rewarded because it was a long rebound, so he was there.
A.J. Storr coming in for Max Klesman. Luke Goody, a three-point specialist, checking in for the Illini, replacing Coleman Hawkins. 14:35 left in the half. 12-9 Illinois. Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin as Hepburn takes a break. And Kamari brings it up on the right side of the front court. Working off screens from Wall and Winter. Shuffling left, kills the dribble, throws to Winter between the circles. Rotates to the Storr at the right point. Off the Winter screen. Thought about it, whips at the Wall instead. Tyler with one dribble. Fakes the handoff to Blackwell. Looks for help. Kicks it out right side for McGee. Eight to shoot. Kamari against Harmon. Left of the lane. Tough shot. Good.
Come How good on. Has he Woo. Been since coming back?
Boy, no kidding. He's been a difference maker.
No question.
12-11 Illinois. Damask against Blackwell. Storr knocks it free. It's loose. Diving for it is McGee. Sends it ahead to Blackwell. Right of the lane. Whip out Storr. Left corner three. Yes, sir. Brought to you by Kamari McGee, who got it all started. 14-12 Wisconsin. 13:42 left in the first half. Rogers throwing to Damask, whips it back to Rogers, baseline right, up in traffic, no good. Nolan Winter the rebound. Outlet to Blackwell, left sideline to the front court. Off the Winter screen, a bump, a play on, right elbow, jumper, in and out, no good. Dane Danger clears it for the Illini. Damask ahead to Rogers, driving on Wall, knocked away by Wall, off of Rogers and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
His team defensively has been so good, and it's because of plays like Kamari McGee. He dives on the floor, gets the ball, passes ahead to John Blackwell. John drives, and then he finds AJ for three. Like, those are the plays that are so different about this team than 3 weeks ago even.
13-15 left in the half, 14-12 Wisconsin. Crowell back in there. He and Winter on the floor together. Stevie left of the circle, throws to Nolan Winter on the right side, hands off to Blackwell. Gets at the Crowell at the top with 10 to shoot. Now AJ for three, left side. Off the rim, no good. Ty Rogers the rebound. Rogers up the floor for the Illini. High pass, pulled down to Mass. Quick pass, Justin Harmon on the right side. He'll retreat. Blackwell defending, and Harmon walks it out near half court. 12:43 left in the half, 14-12 Wisconsin. Harmon off the Danger screen, feeds Luke Goody against AJ Storr. Goody darts a pass to Rogers, backing on Winter. Rogers in the lane, still backing, twisting, flipped it up, and in with the right hand from low on the left. Rogers with four, and we're tied at 14, 12:25 left in the half. Blackwell for Wisconsin. Rolling at the Winter, leads it for Kamari McGee at the top. Soft bounce for Crowell, high on the right. He'll toss to Blackwell. Blackwell sends to Winter, outside left. Gets it to Storr. AJ left wing against Goody. AJ, baseline left, moving it under Mass, moving in. One pump, goes up, blocked from behind by Goody. Storr digs it out of there, tries again, and an effort bucket from AJ Storr. 16-14, Wisconsin, 11:55 to the break.
It's a man's move right there, Matt.
He is playing with serious purpose. Here's Damask on the right side. And a back down on Blackwell. Backing, turns baseline, jumper away is good. First points for Marcus Damask, tied at 16. 11:35 left in the first half. McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. Screens from Crowell and Winter. Turns a corner, left of the lane, driving again off balance. Off the left side iron, no good. Danger had the rebound, lost his balance, went out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. And you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:26 left of the first half. Wisconsin 16, Illinois 16. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. 11 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 16, Illinois 16. A.J. Storr with 9 points early on for the Badgers.
And he's been aggressive offensively. The only thing that I'll say here about Wisconsin is they've given him 5 offensive rebounds already early in this game, 9 minutes into it. Got to clean that area up. That's where Illinois gets in their stuff. But when you get them in the half court, their defense, Wisconsin's defense, has been really good.
It's such an interesting matchup in that rebounding category because the Badgers are among the best defensive rebounding teams in terms of percentage, while Illinois is a top 20 team in offensive rebound percentage. But yeah, you're right, they're getting an edge, but ironically enough, Wisconsin the edge early in second chance points, 5-4.
Yeah, Wisconsin 13th in the nation.
Yeah.
As far as offensive rebounding rate on the defense bend.
Well, Illinois is 18th. And hitting the offensive glass. Ty Rogers in particular, it's like he walks out on the floor, he's going to get you a couple. Right? He's a guy, you know, Terrence Shannon is a star. Marcus Damask is a star. Ty Rogers might not fit that description, but he's a great guy to have in your program. He had 13 boards, 7 on the offensive glass yesterday.
He's got 23 total in these 2 games in the tournament. So he's found a way to impact the game. As a non-shooter, that's how he impacts it.
Badgers with their original starting 5 on the floor now with Hepburn, Klesmet, Storr, Crowell, and Wall. 20 on the shot clock. 11:26 left in the half. Badgers in the line, eye tied at 16. Hepburn baseline left, sends it out to Storr between the circles. A bounce into Klesmet in the lane. The floater, it's good. The play that got him and his team to this championship game. A runner in the lane for Max, 18-16 Wisconsin. 11-10 left in the first half. Damask at the center circle against Klesmet. Guerrier sets a screen. Damask will use it. Max works over to throw to Guerrier in the lane against Crowell. Pulls, pots 12 feet away. Banked it, missed it. Rebound Wall. Here comes Tyler Wall for the Badgers. Front court stops right point. Turns it back out to Hepburn against Justin Harmon. Hepburn surveys, works off a Wall screen. Left of the lane, stops at the block, sends it back out to Crowell. Fakes the handoff to Storr. pivots. He'll toss to Wall. 10 to shoot. Wall retreats. Coleman Hawkins is on him. Now here's AJ against Terrence Shannon. A step back three straight on. Too long, no good. Rebound Justin Harmon, Illinois. 10:30 left in the half. 18-16 Wisconsin. Hawkins throwing to Guerrier on the right side. Operates against Crowd. Now Harmon versus Storr. Harmon got by AJ to the rim. The layup is good. Justin Harmon's first points. He hurt Wisconsin in the first game. He had 10 points in that matchup on March 2nd. Tied at 18. 10-10 left in the half. Hepburn right elbow. Moving in on Hawkins. Turns it back out to Klesman against Damask. High on the left. Max loops it inside. Caught by Crow. He's with Shannon. Advantage Stevie. Let's see if he can go to work. Backing on Shannon. Left block. Goes up, under, up, way short. Got his own rebound. Back up and in.
It's a big boy move right there, Matt. It's a big boy move. There's a lot of contact. Don't worry about the contact. Just go get it if you miss it.
Badgers up two. Here's Guerrier for three. Left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Back tap the mask out to Coleman Hawkins. To the line. Kick out right side. Harmon, three shot right corner. That's off the rim. Hepburn clears for Wisconsin. 22-18 the Badgers. 9:30 left in the half. Hepburn will set the floor outside left against Justin Harmon. Off the Crow screen, Chucky on the right side. Left hand dribble in the lane, kicks to Klesman. Max on a bump and offensive foul on Klesman. Popped into Marcus Damask. And that's the first foul on Max. And Greg Gard, none too pleased.
Yeah, and I don't think Marcus was set on that.
Damask comes out. Goody, Ty Rogers, Shannon, Hawkins, and Harmon. Here's Rogers at the left elbow for the Illini. Isolated on Wall. Backing is Rogers. Still backing. Right block, up right hand. Back rim, no. Rebound yanked down by Storr. Rogers up two. 9 minutes left in the half. AJ, hard left hand dribble down the lane. Swoops to the rim. Layup, no, but a foul. Oh, AJ Storr. He saw Justin Harmon. And that's the Sharks seeing blood. A.J. going to work, and now he's at the free throw line.
Well, it's amazing when the guards come in and rebound. And A.J. averaging two more rebounds in this tournament than he did all season. But what that allows you to do is be able to get the ball off the rim, and you can push it. So you start an initial break, and if no one's going to stop, you keep going. And that's exactly what happened there with A.J.
He has 9 points so far. First trip to the line, better than 81% from the line coming into this championship game. And he hits the first free throw. 21-18 Wisconsin, 8:58 left in the first half. Second free throw for A.J. Storr. Eyes the rim, flips it, hits it. 22-18 Wisconsin. With 8:58 left in the first half. Wall showing a little backboard resistance for Rogers, and he'll quickly burst it to the front court. Drives right, lane on the lane, and the lane got tied up by Wall, but they say got some arm. So that's going to be the second foul on Tyler Wall. And if you're just starting to follow Wisconsin basketball now, this is a matchup of two coaches who tend not to play their guys with a couple of fouls in the first half. You can... Not always. You can kind of bend that rule a little bit, but he's not going to do it here as Greg Gard's going to send in Carter Gilmore in the next moment or so as Rogers hits the first free throw, and now Gilmore is in for Wall.
That's the only problem about picking up. We've talked about Wisconsin trying to pick up a little bit early. If you get beat, you're put on the side. That's one where Tyler's got to stay on the side, not try to go for the ball, and realize that there's got to be some help there.
Second free throw coming up for Ty Rogers, and he missed the second. Klesmith the rebound. Rogers, a 63% free throw shooter. He splits here. 22-19 Wisconsin. 8:43 left in the first half. Crowell for three. Up top. Back rim and out. No good. Harmon the rebound for Illinois.
Good look.
Terrence Shannon, right sideline for the Illini. A pull-up three is good. He's a 36% three-point shooter. He was 5 of 9 yesterday. This game tied at 22. 8:25 left to the first half. Hepburn throwing to Crow, high on the right, rotates to Storr against Shannon. Storr flips to Gilmore. Carter Gilmore with a handoff to Hepburn, top of the circle. Harmon defends. Chucky trying to go to work. Pivots in the lane. Gets it out of there to Crow. Hands it back to Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Chucky high on the left. Inside feet. Crow catches. Goes up. No good. Knocked away. Looked like from behind. He thought he had Harmon. And then Harmon had help backside. Here comes Shannon. He was driving. Lost the handle. Storr's trying to save. Throws it up in the air. Pulled down by Gilmore.
What a play by A.J. Storr.
Made a couple of them on the defensive end. here in this first half. And now almost getting his pocket picked, and he did. Max Klesman got bothered by Ty Rogers, knocked it loose, and went off of Max. And then out of bounds, it'll be Illinois basketball when play continues. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 7:44 left in the half. Wisconsin 22, Illinois 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin.